a friend of ours from that we knew. He grew up in the same neighborhood with Dimitri, a guy named Rusty Campbell, kind of invented crowdfunding back then, because we had recorded the songs and we were just, we didn't have enough money. We, you know, borrowed or, you know, scraped up whatever money we could to record it and mix it. And we just didn't have enough to like finish it, getting it mastered and printed. And Rusty, we told him how much more we needed. And he's like, oh, here's what you do. You sell the first 100 copies and they'll all be numbered and signed. You sell those in advance and you give people a little voucher that says they get, you know, number such and such, and then you'll have enough money to finish it. And it worked. And there was no internet, of course, or anything like that back then. So it was just like word of mouth. Friends of ours would, you know, go around with these vouchers, and our relatives, our brothers and our friends would go around and get people to, I don't know, it was like $5 or $6, whatever we were charging. I don't know. Ended up raising enough money to be able to finish it and put it out. So God bless Rusty Campbell for inventing crowdfunding way back then, when there wasn't even a word for it. He was a genius too, but in a business way. Too bad we didn't like make him our manager or something, because he probably would have figured out how to do it, something we never did.